Today is the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. The second collection today is for our church capital campaign. I do thank all of you for your continued support. We have over $800,000 to purchase or to eventually build a church. Hopefully you know that $800,000 is much more than we need to purchase, but $800,000 is nothing even to dream about building. So we have a great discrepancy, but I will update you as I can. I did meet with Bishop Lucia about a week ago with my just continual visitation with him, and there's nothing to be purchased right now. We are going to look at, again, some temporary options, but our goal is still to purchase within the diocese. It is Holy Name Sunday, for the Holy Name Men to receive together Holy Communion and to recite the pledge after Mass. Do you know that there was an adult catechism before this Mass? So again, a reminder to all of you, the twice-a-week adult catechism. That is why I was late to confessions. I apologize. And I'm the only priest here today, so I'll try to offer confessions after this Mass directly if you want to go to the chapel for that. Also, tomorrow has a special schedule, and I have noticed in my absence the last couple weeks that the bulletin has not been reviewed too much. So again, the bulletin is for your review, but just on the Mass times, people are sometimes coming to a Mass that doesn't exist because of the differences. Please review, but tomorrow is a Sunday, and the following day is a Tuesday. But remember to treat tomorrow like a Sunday, not only by coming to Mass, but no buying and selling unnecessarily, no working unnecessarily. Hopefully you know these principles, but a reminder to you, there is a 7 p.m. Mass, which is going to have afterward a procession for the Blessed Virgin Mary. So it's a new custom that we're going to try to revive. But if you go to that Mass, do note that, as well as if you prepared yourself for consecration to Our Lady, that will be done at each Mass. So you don't have to go to the 10 o'clock, but each Mass will have that available to you if you've done your 33-day preparation or if you're just renewing it for a devotion. Also on this Friday, August 19th, it's the Fatima devotions. Hopefully all of you know it's not a mistake for not August 13th. All the other months is the 13th of the month, the Fatima apparition. But the children were imprisoned on August 13th. So God had Our Lady appear to them on the 19th when they were outside. So that is going to be on this Friday. Please try to attend if you can. Also, we have today the parish picnic. Hopefully you all plan to attend. If not, make reparation at your house by maybe saying a little prayer for those who go. But it is an annual event to truly team build. I do test you during the year and ask if you know so-and-so, a new parishioner. And I ask you some old parishioner names and you still fail. So these are opportunities to bond. I know it's not for everyone. Some of you have other obligations. There is no sin involved if you don't go. But an encouragement, I was just up in Nickelville for their parish picnic yesterday. Some of you were there as well. Beautiful event, great day. But the great thing that was there is the spirit of joy and the support of each other. And we do that. The bulletin has the details, Skinny Atlas from 2 to 8, if you can attend there. This year, I'm actually giving spiritual direction and maybe even a marriage conference to all these things during that time. I'll try to use it well. Very unique parish picnic. Please pray for the academy. We are asking the staff to come back on Tuesday to prepare for the academic year. The students will come back as of the 24th, and then the 26th, and then the 29th, the gradual increase of students through the boarding house. Please pray for a great year, and parents, prepare as needed. And do try to think about the catechism for your children. We have a first communion and a confirmation catechism for Sunday starting in October. If you have children to receive those sacraments and you're not in the academy, please sign up as soon as you can. For today's Mass, the epistle is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Brethren, you know that when you were heathens, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God says anathema to Jesus, and no man can say the Lord Jesus, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of graces, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but the same God who works all in all. And the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man unto profit. To one indeed, by the Spirit is given the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, the grace of healing in the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of speeches. But all these things, one and the same Spirit works, dividing to every one according as he will. The gospel is taken from St. Luke chapter 18. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves as just and despised others. Two men went into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the one a publican. The Pharisee standing prayed thus within himself, O God, I give thee thanks that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, as also is this publican. I give tithes of all that I possess. I fast twice a week. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say to you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, because everyone that exalts himself shall be humbled, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today, the Catechism of the Council of Trent requires us to contemplate on the Epistle and Gospel in a dogmatic and a moral sense. We will see the dogmatic part reflecting on the sacraments coming from the epistle of today's Mass. We also will look at the moral aspect coming from the gospel, the publican and Pharisee, and how we want to attend the sacraments. We will dive into this, hopefully polishing our catechism, those who are Catholic here today, and non-Catholics to be inspired and encouraged to enter the Church of our Lord. But we have to reflect that at times we forget these are old things we must know. But we have to continually polish our understanding, go back to these principles. One is dogmatic. It is a requirement of faith. If we do not believe this aspect on the sacraments, we are not Catholic. It's that simple. It's that great. And what we want to think of today is the beauty of doctrine. The sacraments, they are diversities of graces. We have seven. We know that. We hopefully know what a sacrament is and why it's there. A sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. It is that aqueduct. It is that channel. It is that conduit from God to our soul. We can put obstacles. We can even test it. You know, children who know that there's water coming down the stream and they try to pile rock upon rock upon rock, and if the water comes through, because not every rock is fused together, they try to find toothpaste or whatever they can to plug the holes. They try it. That's what we do, children of God, at times. That flood from God to our soul is there. A sacrament gives grace in and of itself if we receive it. But at times we put up obstacles. If we are outside the church, we do not get grace. If we are inside the church but dead to grace by mortal sin, we cannot receive that grace. Or if we are a good Catholic and don't receive the sacraments often, we don't turn on that nozzle for the flood to come. The graces are there. God gives gratuitously to us. It is a matter of faith. If we've ever questioned this, don't be fearing, But let's go back to the catechism. This is how great God is. He has set up a church to allow each and every one of us to get to heaven. It's not rocket science. If it were, we have a problem. So we're not those rocket scientists. But God has given this to us for a purpose. He wants us to go to the sacraments. Once we're baptized, we have access to the other sacraments. But we have to be baptized. Once we receive our first Holy Communion, why would we not receive as many communions as possible? Question yourself. It is God every day. Confession is a tough one. We'll talk about that later. But if you knew that it wasn't there just to take away sin, it's not just a washing machine. It is an actual giving of God's grace to increase that spiritual life. You should have a totally different idea of confession when you realize it is one of the seven sacraments. Marriage. Not everyone can get married. Not everyone was supposed to get married. But after this sermon, hopefully all of us wish we were married, as in to receive that sacrament of marriage. Poor people who marry outside the church, who don't marry in the Catholic Church, they do not have the grace of matrimony. Matrimony is tough. And without grace, it's abysmal. It's difficult. And so grace of marriage is beautiful. The Holy Orders, it gives a special grace. Confirmation, you want to receive that grace, and so on. And lastly, before going on, it's something to be mentioned. It's a question of faith. The last rites, extreme unction. Too many people have failed the test. They're scared to death to have a priest visit their deathbed. Don't send a priest. And sometimes we fall to it. I'm not going to call a priest till the last moment. I don't want to scare grandma. We've forgotten the purpose of the sacrament. It is there to give that soul a strength to deal with the temptations on their deathbed, to possibly miraculously heal them. It has happened. That sick person, after extreme unction, gets up and does things. Doesn't happen often. God doesn't work through miracles that way always. But let us have that faith that one of the seven sacraments is not meant for when they're unconscious, they're about to die, is when you have any internal sickness that could be in danger of death. Let us have a greater desire for these sacraments and know that they are the diversity of graces. For some, for this, for marriage, for priests, but confession and communion, they're for all of us. And then we want to now go to the moral aspect, that publican and Pharisee. Unfortunately, many times we are the Pharisee. We fast twice a week. We're not like the people in the world. We're not extortioners, adulterers. But yet, if we have that spirit that we're not like the rest of men, we are a Pharisee. That's very unfortunate. We're proud. We don't think we need things. We at times don't think we need God. There should be a lightning bolt that comes right down. Just to even imagine that. But it happens. And therefore, this moral aspect is we need to partake in the sacraments more to be that publican who says, oh God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. I've got to go to confession. I need that grace. And also, I need to go to communion. I need God. If you've ever contemplated how in the world we got here, the mess we're in today in the church, in the world, or how in any imaginable way we can get out of this crisis, if you ever stopped and thought, which you ought to do, you go back to this question of why people are not more publicans and no longer Pharisees. We are part of those who are not like the world, thank God, but don't have that pharisaical spirit. I'll go to confession once in a while. Ought to go to communion when it's convenient. It's not the Spirit of God. Not that you can always go to Mass. Not that you always can go to confession like before Mass. Some of you wanted to and you weren't able to. God sees the effort, the desire. To put it in perspective, religious. The closer they get to God, and hopefully religious are closer to God, should be, they go to the sacraments either daily or at least weekly, confession every 2 weeks at least. Are you going to say they're a publican and you're the Pharisee? Well, no, they're closer to God. They're giving them lives, their lives to God. They're very generous. But why are they receiving the sacraments more often? I thought it was just when we want to or need to, or they're holier than me, so they should. Flip the table. If they who are closer to God receive the sacraments very often, a fortiori, in Latin it means so much more so, a stronger argument that we need to receive them very frequently. You don't have to go to Mass every day. You don't have to receive communion as every day. But you should try to receive once a week. If you can go to Mass often, go to Mass. Go to confession when it's available. There's confessions daily here. Daily. So we should have no excuse. Ask the priest when you need, if you can't get on the times that it's available. But that desire has to be there. Because we want to gain strength to increase our grace so to be ready for the temptations. This world is not that difficult compared to what it could be. We're not in a third world country. We do have electricity, cold water when we want, hot water when we want it, plumbing. We have those things. The world is not that bad. But we need to increase our grace so to be ready when things do go haywire. Someone just said on the news that they're very upset because Yahoo lost their contacts. Yahoo. It's a technological thing, and you have some things in the cloud, and they're lost. And the reporter said, yes, world, get with it. You have to have copies, even in technology. It will fail you. Let us embrace this idea. Sometimes we go right with the world and the conveniences. We have to store up ourselves what the church has granted. The church is granting us anytime the sacraments and the graces we need. Let us put this under the Blessed Virgin Mary. Her feast is tomorrow. Prepare today to celebrate tomorrow. You might not have been ready, but you've been now prepared. Today, make a plan to treat tomorrow like Sunday. The church is obliging us to celebrate. So you have to realize that there must be an importance to this. We have to set tomorrow aside. If you're going to consecrate yourself, that's something for Our Lady. Set a party. Have a birthday cake for her if you want. It's not her birthday, but have something for her. Do something for Our Lady. She will then protect you to make the right choices regarding the sacraments. And the more sacraments we receive, the more graces we will have. And then the less complaints we will make about the crisis we're in, because we will be with God here, which means we'll be with God after. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.